Welcome back, folks, to this newest episode of Room Temp. We're finally back here during this holiday season, that nebulous time of between Christmas and New Year's that no one really needs to know or seems to know what's going on. But yeah, that's what I was saying. But somehow we still get through it. We're persevering here. How are we doing, Sean?
Living. Also, I just want to point out, I can now hear myself as we do this.
Yep,
like
you can.
One of the first or second times that I've done that, and I apologize if I've ever breathed into the microphone. It must happen all the time.
Yeah, it's hard to
stop. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if you hear my breathing.
We were on a little bit of a hiatus the last few days. We all kind of went our separate ways for
Christmas. Was lit.
Christmas was pretty lit. Not for myself. I unfortunately got sick. Not sure if it was either food poisoning or the stomach flu or some sort of virus.
Or both.
Both, probably. Pretty much puked my brains out for a night and a half straight. Then, I just haven't been able to keep anything down for the last few days. So
it's also something that I has occurred to me the last time I visited Matt's house. So
yeah, it did actually. So
just saying,
it's just my fault, I guess, at this point. But
that's what I'm
but
saying.
But we're here. We're getting ready. We're gearing up for the new year, as I'm sure everyone else is now. We haven't met in just about a week now. For the show, I think it was last Thursday that we actually came out with our show.
Are we doing Dicks on Dictionary tonight?
I think it was Thursday night or Friday.
We're doing Dicks on Dictionary tonight.
We're definitely going to do Dicks on Dictionary tonight. Speaking of that, Ben is not. He's currently not at the ready right now. He's going to be joining us in a little bit, but nonetheless, we're going to kind of go. I mean, we missed a lot of things from this Christmas weekend with the games coming on, and the way that this has just shaken up the playoff picture for the NFL, as well as we have all of the bowl games, for college football that have happened and are ongoing and are to come in the next few games.
The Purdue game last night. Dude, I didn't realize that their quarterback was playing on a torn ACL.
Yeah, dude, and he threw for what, 350, four touchdowns and an interception.
Yep.
Beast. And he tore it in like November.
November 11th.
Yeah. And he's still just bossing it like nothing happened.
Carson, take notes.
Dude, who's better?
That is up for question right now.
That is up for question right now. We can talk about that. This past weekend, we had a number of NFL games that happened. I don't even think we did. We didn't really do picks. We did kind of just pick them for the NFL games this past weekend, but Let's see. That Oakland game gave you guys a little bit more of a run for your money than what you had given it credit for. In our last podcast, you and I had just spoken about it, and we were saying, I was like, any concern there with them? And then you were like, not really, which I agree with it. But that game ended up being, it was 12-10 up until the last second of that pick six.
At the end of the day, my team scored more points than the other team, and that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. Seahawks beat the Cowboys in what we both had said was going to be probably the game of the week, which I thought probably was of that past weekend.
No, dude. The Cowboys sucked.
The Cowboys sucked, but I think that game, in terms of like it being important for the NFC playoff picture, I think definitely was the most important game. I mean, the fact that the 49ers beat the Jaguars, which I sarcastically said in our last episode was going to happen.
No, I think we all said that Jimmy G could potentially do.
Yeah, we were like, sarcastically, haha, Jimmy Garoppolo, how can the Jags stop the hottest team in the NFL, LOL, and then they fucking lost 44-33. That doesn't really affect them, they're already in the playoffs, but now Cowboys out of the picture, Seahawks in the picture, Chargers won, Chargers are still in the AFC wildcard hunt right now, and there's a chance that they can make the playoffs. I'm not really sure how I feel about them. Saints ended up beating the Falcons, crushing any chance of the Falcons. Yeah, they still have a chance, but definitely hurt their stock in making it. Saints took that game 23-13.
It opened it up a lot for the Seahawks.
It opened it a lot. Did it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, for the Seahawks, sorry. Yes. Lions got their chances of getting it crushed because they were 8-6. They lost to the freaking Bengals 26-17. Rams ended up beating the Titans, which was pretty good. Bills
close game. That was another nail biter.
That was a nail biter of a game too. Bills Patriots. Patriots ended up winning by like 21 in that game. I think it was 37-16. That questionable no touchdown call or that callback touchdown for Kelvin Benjamin in the end zone. Thoughts on that?
It's the Patriots. It's expected now.
Do you think it was because of that?
No, but I think it's just a coincidence, and I think people are going to say that and blame them as much as possible. I did see a really intriguing thing. Dude, they've had, like, 27 quarters or something outrageous with only, like, two penalties for 5 yards.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
And they just picked up James Harrison.
Maybe it wasn't 27. That sounds really outrageous. But it was something stupid. Like, right. There's no way that's how many penalties they've gotten in that many quarters.
Well, that game was pretty tight up until that point, honestly. That was a pretty big turning point in the game.
Gronk had one of the stupidest touchdowns I've ever seen. But the stupidest touchdown I saw this weekend was definitely DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he tapped it with one hand, and then he caught it with the other. It was like you just juggled that ball and still caught it. Like,
it's like
what?
Some shit that you used to do like in sixth grade, playing snow football with your boys.
Yeah, yeah. And you had that one catch, and everyone was just like, he did not just catch that. Like, it's one of those, like, once in a...
You know, DeAndre Hopkins has... I'm pretty sure he has the most receiving touchdowns in the league.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He's 12.
He's a freak.
He's 12.
He's a freak.
He's had... Since Deshaun Watson went down, he's had 6 touchdowns and 750 receiving yards.
And he had a bunch before that. But granted, is the only person on their team.
Like, right.
Only.
But is DeAndre Hopkins QB-proof?
No, dude. He threw 19 touchdowns when he went out. I think he was leading the league.
Did I say Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
I meant DeAndre Hopkins. Sorry. Too many days.
Is he QB-proof? No, that's not true. Because remember, I forget, it was like 2 years ago, and it was right before his contract talks. He was bitching about the quarterback that was in. He had one quarterback that would pass it to him, and then he went out, and the new one came in and just wouldn't pass it to him, and he was pissed about it. I really thought he was going to leave. I was really hoping he was going to become an Eagle. That would have been sick. Can you imagine him and Carson Wentz? No, that'd be stupid.
It would be game over.
That'd be dumb. Granted, I love Alshon, but, you know.
It's predicted now, looking at this NFL playoff picture, for the AFC wild card right now, if it happens, Bills play Miami this week. They could get the number 5 seed in the AFC if they win, and the Titans and Ravens both have to lose. I think an AFC playoff with the Bills in it would be awesome. Give people their money. Because you know the Bills fans are going to show up. They're going to show the fuck out. They're going to be breaking tables. They're going to be lighting each other on fire in the greatest fashion.
Pouring ketchup and mustard over everybody.
And if the Ravens lose, they're out of it. Chargers, same thing. Chargers and the Ravens currently sitting at that wild card position. Or, sorry, projection. According to NFL Sports. NFL.com, sorry. So a Chargers-Ravens wild card game would be pretty cool and a little unexpected and a little low-key, I think, especially with the Ravens. Not low-key in the sense looking at them now, but just they've kind of flown under the radar this season. Especially
the Ravens?
Yeah, especially after going, what was it?
They've been on a pretty good win streak here.
They're 9-7, or 9-6.
Yeah, but they started off like poopy, like they were bad.
Oh, yeah. They start 0-4?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, that was the Chargers.
The Chargers started 0-4. They were... Remember, your most consistent team in the league for a little bit there.
They would be the first team to ever make the playoffs after starting 0-4.
Dude, I'm going to be so...
Stat check.
Yeah, but you know the thing about it is that really pisses me off? I'm pretty sure it's the Titans to lose at this point.
It is. Which is ridiculous.
I do not want... If they make it, I'm going to be livid.
Oh, I'm
going to
be pissed. Could you imagine... Like, who would you rather in the fucking playoffs, especially out of the AFC? Would you rather the Titans or would you rather the Bills? Even just comparing those two alone. I would rather have the Bills.
Or would you rather have the Bills or Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
I think both make...
I think any of those three teams over the freaking Titans.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think everybody would want to see that, except for...
Even when they're good, they're bad. Even when, like, in their games that they've won, even handedly, there's been maybe a handful of... Maybe 2 or 3 games where I've said, wow, they played very well this game. This was good. This was a good win. Wow, good job.
I mean, they played... They were competitive against the Steelers.
Agreed. Like I said.
For 3 quarters.
Right. A couple games where I look at them and I go, wow, like, you're actually... Like, I could see someone arguing that you're a good team.
And then they blow it.
And that's it. Yes. Chiefs...
They're back.
They're back, and it sucks.
No, I'm happy about it.
You're happy about it?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted them to be back. I just didn't know if they should be back. if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing like shit there. Dude, they won like, what? They lost 5 out of 6 games?
Yep.
Something stupid like that?
No, they lost 6 in a row.
I thought they won.
Oh, I just found the greatest list of vocabulary words for our Dixon Dictionary, which we are going to be getting to you guys.
This sucks. I don't have a later. Fucking typey thing.
It's 5,000 free SAT words. It's a list. It's great. Awesome. By the way.
I just called a computer a typey thing.
Yeah, you did. Well, I knew what we were talking about. That's fine.
Oh, boy.
It's we got week 17 coming up still. There's still some...
This week is irrelevant.
It is for most teams.
The teams that are in the wild card hunt, like, so it's not relevant for any of the teams we just talked about. I don't think it's relevant for the Seahawks or Atlanta. It's relevant for, like, maybe 7 or 8 teams.
Well, Chargers play Raiders. Bills play the Dolphins. And the Jags play the Titans. So yeah. those are big games.
Yeah. Pretty big games. But
and the Jags are going to... Well, those divisional opponents are going to do what they can to make sure that they don't go in.
Yes, I agree with that.
Especially someone like...
And that's always fun to watch.
So that's why I think that Raiders-Chargers game on Sunday is going to be good. Because Raiders, what are they playing for?
And dude, they've played well the past like 3 weeks, but...
Well, they're certainly not making it. I just mean that, like, it's A, divisional opponent to end the freaking season, and B, if you win, it means the Chargers don't go to the playoffs. So, like, if nothing else, and you add another win to that stock for next season to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the Titans, it's going to be, we got to beat the Jags, who just lost to the freaking 49ers.
Jimmy G.
But going 2 losses into the playoffs if you're the Jags, not a good look.
No.
So that's gonna be. I think that's gonna be a decent game too. Brown Steelers. Are they gonna just surprise everyone and beat the Steelers to like just fuck up their perfectly imperfect season?
No, that was actually laughable. You just brought that up.
I gotta bring it up.
Do you? Watch. I'm making fun of it right now, and they're gonna fucking win.
And they're gonna fucking win.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
And Niners play the Rams to end the season. This doesn't mean too much for the Rams. This only adds stock to the Niners. And the Niners going to be... I think the Niners are going to do some damage next season.
Well, the Rams aren't playing anybody. The Rams have a strategy right now. They want to play the Eagles in the divisional round.
Right. Which they should.
I think everyone wants to do that. But I think also we're going to surprise a lot of people. Philly's not an easy place to play in. At all.
No. But Niners, I think the Niners are going to make some noise next season.
The Niners are going to get a top 10 draft pick. They have Jimmy G. They're going to have, like, that's key for
if you're their GM, what's your first pick? What position?
It depends on the pick and who's there, because I think quarterbacks are going to be a hot
in a perfect world. Draft. In a perfect world.
In a perfect world,
if you're
Saquon Barkley. And I know that sounds super biased, but
it is. But it's fine.
They don't have
the spirit of what you're saying. Is
they don't. They have Carlos Hyde, who's getting older, and he's not the dude.
Over a receiver.
It depends on who's on the table. I mean, the kid from Alabama is supposed to be really, really, really good.
Like I said, in a perfect world, like what do you need? If you're the Niners, what do you need more? Well, because to be fair to you, I mean, if you're looking
wide receiver. Linemen. I mean, their running backs aren't bad, but they're so inconsistent. Carlos Hyde is good at times, but then other times he's not just that. He's not that guy. And then their defense, like they lost Navarro Bowman this year. You know, great linebackers are always nice to come by. It's tough.
It is tough.
It's honestly their GM has his work cut out for him. But granted, he got Jimmy G, and that's the start to anything. You build from there.
Wait, what did they trade for Jimmy G again?
Second round pick.
Okay, second round. I was like,
yeah.
Second round pick.
But
okay.
Patriots fucked that one up hardcore. They took a, like, they were betting against.
They're going to get him back.
No. They were betting against Tom Brady. They didn't know what they were going to have. Everyone was talking about that slump that he was going to have, and they actually went in on it. They didn't get, dude, they could have got a first and a second round pick for him from the Browns.
I think that was smart. Actually, I'm not going to put it past the Patriots.
I'm not going to lie to you. I agree with that. But I'm not going to lie to you. If he would have went to the Browns, I think he would have been in a better situation than he is with the 49ers.
He's got Josh Gordon.
It doesn't matter. He would have Josh. He would have Josh Gordon. Coleman's really good. They have the paid for the most expensive offensive line, other than Joe Thomas being out. And they have two really, really good running backs. And their defense isn't bad. It's young.
They haven't won a game this season.
I understand that. But, dude, half that... Dude, their quarterback has thrown, like, three times as many interceptions as touchdowns.
Oh, agreed. I think, what is he at, like, 16 interceptions or something like that? 18?
He has a knack for throwing picks in the red zone.
Here you go.
That's exactly what you don't look for in a quarterback.
What's more likely, a DeShone Kizer interception or a Tom Brady rush?
DeShone Kizer interception.
DeShone Kizer interception.
I firmly believe
10 out of 10 times. Every time.
9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Brady will go out of the pocket once, get popped, stay in there.
Yep, done. Yeah, he's not.
It's like a little chick
tore his ACL once. He's not doing that
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it's like a little chick leaving its nest and realizing that the world is cold and harsh. And then just knowing that inside the nest, it's just nice and warm and safe.
Exactly.
So he stays back in the pocket because his team is fucking awesome.
Until he gets riled up enough again to be like, okay, I can do this.
I can rush for 6 yards.
Nope, right back.
He'll get one slide, and that ego just... His ego is already so high, it's like pushing the ceiling.
He could literally rush for 3 yards, do a slide, and get up, start screaming. Like, putting the arm forward, like, I just fucking killed it, but no.
It was like 30.
Honestly, I won't lie to you. I do enjoy seeing Eli Manning run more than I like seeing Tom Brady.
What was the game earlier this season?
He had 2 10-yard rushes this year.
So this is his 6th and 7th rushing touchdowns of his career.
Yeah, it was dumb. Career. Like, that's a career. Long time. Like, this man has 2 Super Bowls under his belt.
What is that, like 18 years or something?
Granted, you know the funny thing about it is Carson Wentz still doesn't have one.
Whatever, dude.
No, he might have one.
Well, he has, 15 years to catch up to that?
Has he been in the league?
He definitely has
15 years?
Well, I don't know. What was he, 36?
He's just as old as Ben and Phillip Rivers.
35, maybe. So then maybe 12, 13 years. Right. 13 years, maybe. If he's 22.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell. No, whatever. He's been a long time. Over 10 years. Yeah. I think that... Let's go. I'm gonna ask you right now. Way too early Super Bowl prediction. Who?
I refuse to acknowledge Minnesota.
Dude, I think that a lot of people from listening to different podcasts, watching SportsCenter,
they think it's gonna be Minnesota.
I know, dude. A lot of people are like, for the first time, being like, yeah. Well, like, people will mention the big name teams like the Steelers, Patriots, Eagles this season. And then be like,
no,
oh, yeah.
The Eagles are out.
No. I'm just like, from what I've heard, and it was like. At a surprise, they go, oh, yeah, don't forget the Vikings. It's like, what do you mean, don't forget the Vikings? They're like arguably a top 3 team right now.
I have to stick with my Eagles. I have to. I'd be a fucking traitor of a fan if I didn't. I'm going to say it's going to be a rematch of the 2004 Super Bowl, Eagles-Patriots. Wouldn't surprise me if it was an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl, which
would
be cool.
I also, being in Pittsburgh right now, would enjoy that with a lot of friends
but
who are Philly
if
fans.
If I had to pick another team other than the Eagles, I would say the Saints.
I think the Saints would be such a cool team to watch go
they're
to the Super Bowl.
I see them. They're the most complete team.
I think a Saints-Steelers Super Bowl would also be just a slugfest.
That'd be really interesting, actually. That'd be something I haven't seen. Like, I can't tell you the last time I saw that game.
Right? Wouldn't that be just like a cool...
It'd be pretty good.
I don't know the last time they played that division.
I don't know, dude. I feel like the Steelers are just too beat up, and they have no guarantee of AB coming back.
Did you see that video of him? Like, he was, like, jogging in his driveway.
Fuck!
I was, like, watching. I was like, Jesus Christ, this man's crazy. He had, like, those 3 little...
electrodes?
Yeah, electrodes on his calf, too, and he was just like, what a beast. What a beast.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's coming back.
Look
at that man.
Don't expect
look at
him
that
to
man.
Rush back. Granted, dude, he's going to miss the last 2 games of the season, and he still had 1,500 rushing yards. Or passing yards. Receiving yards. That's what it is.
That's ridiculous.
1,500.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, he's done it like the past 5 seasons.
Listen, our simulated receiver didn't even get 1,500 receiving yards.
14, though.
He got 14. We have a Madden career here of the Law Chargers. And one of our receivers who we drafted after the first season turned out to be a superstar. He's a stud. Manny Hernandez.
Manny Hernandez.
And he didn't even get... When we threw to him a lot, and he's 6'9", and we couldn't even get him 1,500 yards.
He just take that into. He's 6 foot nine.
He's like a 95 overall, also.
96.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
So like, just saying. Also, we have Le'Veon, but whatever. That's beside the point. We won a Super Bowl, but whatever. A lot of college football bowl games going on.
Wait, before we move on from the NFL.
Go ahead.
Does it infuriate you that there's no night game on Sunday?
It is really weird.
There are 9 4:25 games.
It's also pissed me off that there were... I'm still not a fan of the Saturday games.
I don't mind the Saturday games. I would rather watch a Saturday NFL game at night. And I mean, I get college primetime games, and that's like a day for college. But I'd rather see the Saturday night game. I'd rather see NFL play Saturday, Sunday, Monday than the Thursday game.
In lieu of the Thursday game? Nah, see, for me, Saturdays are for college football and soccer. So, like, if I throw an NFL in there, then I'm like just... It's too much. It's overload. It's too much.
Just, like, what about one game?
Yeah, even that's it. It's like having one whiskey sour after drinking vodka, tonics, and beer all night.
I mean, the Thursday night games aren't always the best games, and there's definitely going to be better college games on at some points. It gives people more of a, like, it definitely is, like, the reason I don't think they do it is because of ratings.
The reason I don't think they do it, too, I mean, ratings, I think,
but Trump... after hearing all the players this year, after all the injuries that we've seen...
I also hear them talk about how there's so much complaint about time constraints with the whole planning-wise with it, too, where it's like, look, I agree with the... we all agree that the Thursday Night Football bullshit and Monday Night Football just, like, fucks with things. But, like...
It's just... So, there's so many more injuries.
But I think that, like, if you're a team that played Monday night and you go to a Saturday, too, that, like, just really messes with the mojo, too.
But they wouldn't schedule you like that. That's the same equivalent of the... It's actually one more day than...
Or whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Then no, Sunday, it's the same. It would be Sunday. The same as playing Sunday and then playing Thursday.
Yeah, exact. Same thing. And there's still a complaint
about... That's what you couldn't do that. You'd have to put things in that would prohibit that from happening.
What I'm saying is that, like, it nonetheless just, like, puts another wrench in with confusing the scheduling and planning for teams. And, like, sure, again, you get good games.
It's why you pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars to figure this shit out.
Yeah, but like if I got a week to recover and I know that I'm good Saturday night, but instead I rush it, play Saturday. I'm just saying I hate that they do the Saturday games at the end of the season where it's like that extra day might mean a shitload come playoff time.
Sorry, urgent text message.
Urgent text message.
Urgent.
Urgent.
I don't know, dude. I would even be okay with them maybe saying, like, fuck the Thursday game and Friday, even though I know it's not a ton better. It's an extra day, but still, one more day of recovery and rest is... Have a Friday, Sunday, Monday. But, dude, that just sounds weird.
I think they just stick to Sunday.
But I think they need to do away with the Thursday night game. I agree. What alternative do you give?
I'm not a fan of the Saturday game. That's all I know. I just don't like, from a fan perspective, that it just screws with my day more so than it needs to. Just makes it inconvenient for me. That's all. First of all, Houston Rockets kicking the shit out of the Boston Celtics. It's the 3 minutes left in the third, 71-55.
It's a little bit of a comeback.
That is a little bit of a comeback from what you had just shown me at halftime. It was
like 62-38
at halftime. Not good. Not that great. James Harden already has 20 points, 9 assists, and 4 rebounds.
Give Gordon, the man the MVP already.
Gordon's got 19 points. Or Kyrie's got 19 points.
Giannis could get it. LeBron actually might get it. LeBron has a very, very legitimate chance to win the MVP this year.
LeBron has a legitimate chance of winning it every year.
No. I don't think he did last year. I don't. It was strictly between...
I don't know, dude.
James Harden.
I don't think strictly.
I do.
He wasn't a far third at all. I just think that, like, if
I
you're...
I thought he got fourth.
Did he? I thought over he... who? Kawhi?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. All I remember is him not being far behind the person in front of him. But we're... Those city jerseys came out though for the NBA,
they're
right?
They're fantastic.
You think they're fantastic? I always like a good like specialty jersey switch up.
The especially Sixers on the jerseys are sick. I do like the Lakers.
I like the Lakers.
Mamba mentality. I love it.
Do you see the Lakers, the black ones from the Lakers?
They're like black, but if you look hard at them, they have like a snake
pattern. Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. They're sweet.
In the back. They're sick. I don't know why they thought a lot of teams, like, I don't know why a lot of the teams went with gray.
I don't know either.
Cleveland's are pretty cool, but they're gray. They have that yellow stripe, and like, I don't know if it's a dark gray or a black, but like, there's really no maroon at all. Which is just odd. And then Boston's are just gray and green.
And to be fair, I like... So, again, if we're getting real crazy, from gray to black, I like the Brooklyn Nets, actually. They're just, like, straight-up looking classic. They just got... It's just black with some, like, little...
See, if you like the just black one, I like the Hornets. The Hornets are sick, especially with
the Hornets were sweet, too.
The Jordan logo.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right
but,
now.
But... I'd say the wildest ones that I think I like the most, because some of them tried to get like real crazy and they just look stupid. Utah's look pretty cool.
I have not seen Utah's.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, not the Utah's. I think it's the Suns. Look at the Suns.
I'll get down there in a second. I liked Chicago's, the white
Chicago's
with the stars.
Chicago's really nice.
I'm a big fan of a fresh white jersey.
Phillies were really nice. Both of them are white with like the they're relatively classic.
The Pacers look like, I mean, it makes sense, but they look like a bunch of race cars. Memphis Grizzlies are just straight white with just Memphis. Oh, yeah, you said the Pelicans, NOLA.
Looking at the Pelicans, it's legit. Like, I look at that and I think New Orleans. Like, it has those colors, like the purple, the green, and the yellow, and just the way that the letters are.
Also, I like the Portland Trail Blazers with the Rip Cities. They got the black.
The black and the red. Yeah
the black
sick.
And the red. And it wasn't, at first glance, at looking at it,
I thought it was
the Rockets. Like, no, I thought it was fluorescent, like dark fluorescent orange or pink.
That's not.
And I was like, fuck you for that. And it was, red, and I was pretty happy about that. Spurs went with the camo. That was about it. But I always
Spurs
love
are
a good.
Stupid.
I always sure. like a good switch up, especially watching so much soccer. We do like those. They do like those specialty ones, especially for different like tournaments and shit. They'll have different jerseys, so it's pretty cool to see the NBA like embracing that. Especially if you get all these big ass sponsorships, why the fuck not showcase that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give
no,
some
I,
designer a little
I
bit of time and
you.
Some money, and just be like, go for it, dude.
I agree with you.
The Celtics mounting a goddamn comeback. 71-60 now.
Okay, you want to hear something that really pisses me off? This is going back to football a little bit. So you know how in the NFL, as soon as you hit the playoffs, your regular like season stats are done.
Yeah,
like that's what you had for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Why in college?
Do they continue them?
Yes. It drives me crazy.
I don't know.
I think it's so stupid. It should not be allowed.
Well, do they
Especially for the playoff teams, because they get two extra games, let alone the conference games that they were in. So that's three more extra games that they get to play than a team that doesn't make a
They ball. Award the Heisman.
But they already did it.
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't it stupid?
Yeah, it is.
Like, I just got the thing about Bryce Love. 23rd player in FBS history to rush for 2,000 yards. Like,
yeah,
that's,
right.
That's dumb.
Well, that would still make sense even if it was... You know what I mean?
I mean, I get it, but they're counting it towards his season. And I mean, I guess if you continue your season on like that, but then why don't you do that in the NFL playoffs?
Right.
Just have Granted, I get how many games you would... That's three more games, but still, if you made it that far, should it not count?
Yeah, no, it's pretty fucked.
It's fucked up.
Well, it's more so just like, now, moving forward, looking at like, any statistic.
Okay, as for a college team that does not make a bowl game. So I think you have to win six games to make a bowl game. So saying you win five games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you missed however many games. But if you make the college football playoff, you most likely had to play in a conference championship, which is an extra game. That's mm-hmm. one. Then you play in the first playoff game. That's two. And if you win that, you go to the championship game. That's three more games. It's the same exact thing. No, you would play four, wouldn't you?
Four. One extra.
Wildcat division.
It's a one-off more.
But still, it's bullshit. It makes me angry. Do you remember when we said Ben would be here soon.
Yeah, I guess not. He's going to hopefully pop in at some point.
Maybe not.
I know he was doing some stuff with some family.
Okay, well, that's since we were talking, we basically only talked football and basketball. How did you feel about NFL games on Christmas Day? Because that's genuinely a day strictly dedicated to the NBA.
I didn't like it. I'll be honest. I didn't really like it. I liked it mostly because I like it because I enjoy football. Like, you know what I mean? I like it just as much as I did, like, the Saturday games where it was like, all right, yeah, like, god damn it. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to watch all the fucking games, but I'm not going to really be happy about the scheduling. Although, like,
I guess. Did you notice how the good games, the really good games for the NBA were on earlier?
Yep. Well, they were smart. It was well done.
It was like they worked together to make as much money as they possibly could. Huh.
Ben is also on the way. That's all he knows. That's all I know. I don't know. Like, I exclusively like listening or hearing or knowing that I'm going to be watching pretty much NBA all day. But I was sick laying on a couch. I didn't mind flipping around.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
I didn't mind flipping around. That's all I'll say.
It sucked, though, because when the Steelers came on, like, I wanted to watch that, and that ended up being a blowout, and it took me away from the Warriors-Cleveland game, which actually was really good. So, like, that kind of upset me a little bit.
Yeah, and I wish that it was just...
At least the night game for football was riveting.
Yeah, right?
Not really.
At least, like, and it's not, like, anyone's fault that Christmas just was on a Sunday.
What this happens, what, every 11 years?
Something like that. 11 years. Something like that. So it's not like that. It's just the way it fell. And
then once in between.
And it, like, but, like, I can not like it as much as I don't like the Saturday football. But, like, at least with this, it's more like, this is a little more normal, I guess. Because I'm used to having or watching football on a Monday. It was just odd. It was odd. Mostly because I saw more football and I was like, this is not what I'm expecting right now. I'm expecting to see Harden yamming on people's faces and LeBron
blocking people. The day after, my dad kept asking me, he was like, so who, like, did this team win yesterday? And we're like, Dad, they played two days ago, not yesterday.
I'm still screwed up with the whole scheduling too.
Yeah, well, you haven't had work. You haven't had a lot to really worry about.
It's been fantastically stressful, actually, because I keep checking. I'm like, oh, what do I have to do? I have something. I know I have something to do, and I don't right now. It's great, but, like, also horrible. We got the new year coming up, which means bowl games. It means lots of bowl games. On 1-1, there's five different bowl games.
One of the most lit bowl games was last night.
Yeah, last night. You want to talk about that? Go ahead.
Purdue, Arizona. Was that who it was? I'm almost positive. I know it was Purdue, but was it Arizona?
Yes, it was. It was Arizona. 38-35 was the final.
Purdue did a fake kneel, which is something I personally have never seen.
Not live.
It was incredible. He went down.
Elijah Sindelar.
They had a guy right next to him. He took the snap. He stood there for a second as the QB, like, fake kneeled it, ran around the side. Everyone thought he had the ball. He didn't have the ball. Other dude runs it for 30 yards. It was brilliant. Perfect setup. I think this is something you're going to see more of. It's like the fake punt. Or not the fake punt, but the punt where you have the returner and it goes back, but he's not really catching the ball, but he pretends like he's catching the ball.
Right.
What the Rams did a couple years ago. That was hands down the most well-executed special teams play I've ever seen in my life. This was second.
I think that, like, we get that. I don't know how coaches aren't more aware of that in college football, actually.
What do you mean?
Something like a trick play or some bullshit like that in the back of their heads on, like, every play like that. I don't know. In college football, it's just more likely to see a trick play.
I think they have it there. I think what we don't realize is that a lot of the play calls that are called in all of football are based on statistics.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not saying that, like, a coach should expect it to happen.
So that's one of those things where a coach is making a gamble when he calls a play like that, but you're reading the other team. You're reading tells. You're seeing. Like, that's why you don't call something. Like, there's only one time that you can call that specific play the fake kneel.
No, but I'm just saying that, like, it's a lot more likely, in my opinion, in college football, for someone to be like, all right, we're going to run a trick play here, or we're going to run, like, a wide receiver end around, or, like, have Saquon Barkley throw the ball. That's just a lot more likely in college football, I think, than it is in the NFL.
Yeah, because it's more statistically, like, you could, there's a higher rate that it'll be successful in college because of the people you're going up against than it is in the NFL.
Agreed. And, like, I think at that point, like, I'm not in no way saying that I think the Arizona coach should have been like, oh, yeah, he's probably going to do something here. But, I mean, like, I don't know exactly what I'm saying. I guess it's just, like, do you think that, like, a coach should be sitting there going, like, I don't know. I don't think that a coach should be too surprised when something like that is attempted.
No, but, again,
I
get that, but put yourself in the person's shoes. Like, you're not thinking about that, and that's why you, as the opposing coach, reading the other team, like, oh, they do this every punt, so, like, this time, let's just try it and see what happens. It's, like, it's a gamble, but, like, you're reading tells.
Right. And how about Elijah Sindelar? 396 yards, 4 touchdowns.
No ACL.
No ACL, 1 interception. Beast. Priceless.
Beast. But that, dude, that's some real, like, Phillip Rivers shit.
That's some grown man shit.
No, Phillip Rivers. Like, remember when he was playing for the divisional championship and he tore his ACL the game beforehand and he, like, said, like, I'm playing.
Is he going to the NFL?
I don't know. Like, do you get that fixed in the offseason?
I don't know, dude. Let's see. I'm looking at, like, an ESPN article about him real quick.
Well, Washington State is beating Michigan State right now.
Is it 3 or 10?
3.
Well, that's one of the games going on right now. We might as well get our little picks in for that.
Okay, I'm going to take Michigan State.
Also, shout out Graydon Neff, who's at that game right now. It's in San Diego.
Graydon, if you ever listen to this, fuck you for not giving us a drink of the week for the week.
I also forgot. Michigan State, Washington State, 18 against 16.
Power 5 versus not Power 5.
Who do you think?
Power 5.
Yeah?
All the time. Every time. Always bet on the Power 5. Well, also, the Rockets are blowing this lead like no other.
Yeah, 78-69. Also, Stanford-TCU right now.
Stanford's going off.
Stanford's winning 14-3.
Surely doesn't surprise me.
Against TCU. TCU, though, is not a bad team.
No. They had a top 10 defense until they played
Oklahoma. I don't know
Oklahoma.
What the line is on that game, though.
Until they played Oklahoma twice.
I know. Oh, wait. That's another question we're going to have to get into when Ben gets here. Like, our thoughts on the actual playoff. I don't want to hear opinions or anything on it now, but just letting you know. That's also something I want to get into, hearing about our opinions on that. Yeah, Stanford-TCU shaping up to be a pretty good game, I think.
No, I think it's going to be a blowout.
You think Stanford's going to blow them out?
They absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be kind of surprised if they blow them out. I won't be surprised if they beat them.
What did we say blowout was? 3 scores?
No, more than that, apparently. According to you.
I think it's 3 scores.
Now he does. Tomorrow, there's a number of other bowls, including the Cotton Bowl. USC playing Ohio State. That's tomorrow at 8:30. USC given the final ranking of 8. Ohio State given that ranking of 5. What are your thoughts on that game?
I fucking hate both of these teams more than anything.
Yeah, well, one beat you last year, and then the other one beat this year. No, seriously, thoughts on this game comparing the two teams?
And both we lost to both of them by less than... One was by a point, and one was by... I think they were both by a point. We lost to both of these teams by a point.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. Except one you blew a huge lead against.
Yeah, but one we blew a huge lead, got that lead back, and then blew it again.
That's worse.
That was the best game I've had. That was a better bowl game. The only reason they ranked the national championship last year as a better bowl game was because they won with the last 2 seconds. If you're watching an entire game,
Penn State, didn't come down to the last 2 seconds, it would have been cooler.
It was the best game of the year. It was absolutely incredible. It had...
And then the national championship was fucking wild.
It was wild, but it was only wild for the last 20 seconds.
That's all that matters.
The whole game for the Penn State was wild. The whole... Dude, they literally were down.
I don't want to talk about
they
Penn State
scored
right now.
A touchdown.
USC, Ohio State. Right. What are you thinking for this game?
USC, Ohio State, I think, is going to be... I don't know. But Sam Darnold in the spotlight always shines. He does. When it's those games that aren't in the spotlight that he just does. His team isn't as good as it was last year. They lost a lot of key pieces.
No, not at all.
Ohio State's team is they have some weeks they came out and they had the most talented. I was about to say NFL. They had the most talented college roster, and then sometimes they would come out and it would just be like, "Where the hell is it? Like, where did it you go?"
JT Barrett, where are you?
If Ohio State comes out to play, this will be an absolute bloodbath. I feel bad for Sam Darnold. If they don't, expect it to be a close game. Expect it to be, I'm not going to say the same thing as what happened last year with Penn State, but expect it to be within a score for most of the game.
I think that's actually a pretty fair assessment. Watching Ohio State play at their best is, like, terrifying.
And then watching them get blown out by 31 points or 32 points or whatever it was to Iowa is, like, you literally scratch your head. What the fuck was that?
At this point, I almost don't even care about that game. If you're looking at the bowl game right now, I don't know. That's to me. Like, obviously, that game surely affects them. It affects the way that their team was ranked. Or it affects, like, a bunch of things, sure. But, like, now you're at this game, and it's, like, one team against another. I'm going to kind of just look at the two teams compared to one another. And I think that USC is a really strong team. I think that they could win.
I won't be surprised if JT Barrett comes out and like shows up Darnold. That would not surprise me in the slightest.
I don't think if anyone's going to blow out anyone, I think it's going to be Ohio State. But I don't Ohio State blowing out USC. But I don't think that USC has the offensive caliber compared to Ohio State's D to blow Ohio State out.
I agree with that. Yeah. 1,000% agree with that. But the thing about bowl games too, is that you get so much time to prepare. So that's that. Like these are the games that like I would never bet on a bowl game just because anything can happen.
Yep. I'm hoping that I think I'll take Ohio State in this game too. Then we got the Fiesta Bowl where yours truly's team will be playing Penn State, playing Washington. What are your thoughts on that?
That's another one I don't know. Washington has a very good defense. Their offense isn't as good. We have a very good offense, and our defense is very good. It's really up in the air. And the thing that's going to be the hardest to tell is we lost our offense coordinator.
You guys also went a little... I don't know what your last couple of games were like. I haven't been paying attention to
our Penn State. Our last game was an absolute bloodbath.
No, I know, but like you haven't... like. You haven't, like, since the last time I watched you guys play, you haven't, like, played. Last time I checked in on Penn State, which was, like, about a month ago.
It was the Michigan State game.
Okay, right. It hasn't, you guys kind of went quiet in terms of, like,
competition. Since then, we have, yes. So this will be the first, like, actual legit competition we've played.
Since then.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anything away.
No, I agree with you. They have a really good defense. It's underrated, I believe, just because of the conference they play in. I'm very curious to see how, like, I don't know what to expect. I'm going to take Penn State. I'm going to take them by a score. They will win by one score, like a 5 points.
5 points?
That's what I'm giving them. I think it's going to be a better game. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it will be,
better than what a lot of people think. It's two teams that I would not have expected this bowl game.
No.
At the beginning of the season.
Less so for Washington, to be honest.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
But their defense really showed up. Like, considering, dude, they lost both of their starting corners last year. Both of them, one of them went very high in second. The other one went in top 10. Like, they're
legit.
Yeah.
They got legit D.
Wait, maybe he didn't go top 10.
Also, who?
Their other corner.
I can't remember his name.
It was Sidney Jones and King. He went... I'm pretty sure he went to Green Bay.
King?
Kevin King, maybe.
I don't... That sounds familiar, actually.
I think he did.
I think you're right.
But I mean, I don't think he was first round.
Yeah. He was our... No, he was the first pick of the second round.
Okay, he so was both of them, both the of those guys were really high. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I was close.
Yes, and also tomorrow, so that game's at 4 o'clock on Saturday. the Fiesta Bowl. And then the Orange Bowl is Wisconsin and Miami. That's the night game on Saturday the 30th. Wisconsin sitting 6, Miami 11. Again, I think at this point, I don't know how much do you even look at national rankings when you look at the bowl games?
No. Yeah.
Really?
Well, kind of. So all the New Year's 6 games, so the games that start on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's not even all the games that start on Saturday, it's just two of them. There's two a day for 3 days.
Yep.
So yeah. That's how those are the best. Those are supposed to be the best. Granted, you're going to get bowl games that are just have two super high scoring offenses from
Iowa State, Memphis.
Yeah, exactly. So they're supposed to be the best bowl games.
No, I'm just saying that, like, obviously, a Wisconsin.
Do I look at the rankings?
In right now, if I'm going to ask you about the game between Wisconsin and Miami, do you
for
care?
For the New Year's Six bowls, yes. Anything outside of that, I look at offenses.
Right.
How potent is your offense? Is it going to be a fucking, 52-50 game? Because those are lit to watch because there's just so much scoring. Those are the
games. The Memphis-UCF game when
we were
doing our live stuff.
As a football fan, that's what you love to watch. You don't want to watch two defensive teams play each other because it's just boring as hell. Like, oh, yeah, but they won 3-0. Like, it was lit. No, that's
exciting.
That's absolutely horrible.
Just great D slugging it out.
You never want to see
that. It was a real ground and pound type game. Wisconsin-Miami, though. Your thoughts on this game?
Wisconsin-Miami? I don't know. This is another one that's hard to... Because, I saw what Clemson did to Wisconsin. And I've only seen Wisconsin play one good team, which was Ohio State. So, I don't know. They played well against Ohio State. Granted, they still lost. And I don't really know how good Miami is because the team.
This might help you a little bit with their fortitude. Do you think that it makes Wisconsin better that the players caught a 450-pound hammerhead shark 2 days ago?
It's not that big of a shark.
450-pound shark? It's a bigger shark than I have hauled in.
I would actually be surprised if you could hold 450 pounds.
Myself? I wouldn't be surprised. What do you think I do in my spare time?
No, shut the fuck up.
River shark. The Monongahela has the biggest river sharks.
I don't even want to know what that
what
is.
What kind of animals? What kind of animals are in the Monongahela?
It's probably something mutated.
Probably something mutated. That's why I don't... Yeah, absolutely. But Wisconsin players flew to Miami right after their practice for the Orange Bowl.
Is that where it's at, Miami?
Yeah.
Miami's winning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, Orange Bowl makes sense. The Orange, it's the Florida.
What do you think home field advantage is going to be?
What do you mean?
Take a wild guess. Who's going to have more fans?
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, yeah. No, I'm saying that, like, it makes sense that the Orange Bowl is in Florida.
This is the equivalent of Penn State playing last year's game against USC. And
I don't want to hear
what is their home field?
I don't want to hear it. I'm more impressed that the Wisconsin players caught a shark in general.
So you think Wisconsin's winning this game?
I think I'm going to take them in this game just because of that. Sorry, that was my fault. I touched the wire.
No, it's going to be... Dude, you're forgetting about the turnover chain.
And which has landed them at 11th.
Granted, Clemson did kind of cut it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. A lot of it.
So... Is it relevant anymore? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out also.
Wisconsin's quarterback is left-handed.
Wisconsin also only played Ohio State.
Yeah, but they played well.
They did play. They played much better than I think anyone anticipated
they were going to
play.
I hate rooting against the Big Ten, but also fuck Wisconsin.
I think that I kind of wanted Wisconsin to do well. I don't know. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game than it needs to be.
No, I think that this is going to be actually a higher scoring game than you think.
Miami's offense isn't just that. I don't know. Miami's offense isn't good enough in my head. They have a good offense. They don't have a Wisconsin good offense.
Again, Wisconsin doesn't have a great offense. They just have a good run game. It's honestly two good run games going against each other. It's going to come down to which defense is better. And if you're not throwing the ball in your Wisconsin, there's not going to be many turnovers, is there? Unless you're fumbling it.
Their quarterback, I bet you, throws for 300-plus yards.
No way. I'll actually bet you money on this right now.
And Wisconsin wins. I'll bet you $5.
That he throws for 300 yards?
Yeah.
Deal.
No, and I said, and Wisconsin wins.
No, I just...
We're going to parlay for five. our own.
Okay.
If he's throwing for 300 yards, Wisconsin wins. I think.
We'll see.
Right? Would you? Do you think that if a quarterback throws for 300 yards, Wisconsin loses that game?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Is Ben ever coming?
I just texted him. We're at 50 minutes here, so I texted Ben, and I was like, hey, man.
If he doesn't answer you within, like, the next 3 minutes, we're going to talk about these games.
Yeah, well, we got one more we can go through before. Well, we got two more we can go through before. It's a big thing. UCF and Auburn.
Yeah. Shit.
I know.
That's tough.
I know.
Because I want to root for UCF, but I can't.
Why?
They lost their coach. He's gone.
Ooh. Did not know that.
But they do have a player with one hand.
They do have a player with one hand. If you guys, any of you listening, do not recall, refer back to any of our Periscopes that we had. I think we brought it up.
I bring him up in almost every
pot. I was going to say, if Mickey brought it up to start, other than our first one, because it was before the game started.
Yeah.
I think any of our broadcasts that we did, we talk about a guy with no hand on UCF. Is he a linebacker?
He's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker for UCF. Beast.
Beast.
So
to have that skill, that's talent. That is fucking.
My favorite was Mickey's realization and question after 11 periods was, just imagine what he would be like with two hands.
It's mind-boggling. I bet he'd be worse.
Yeah.
You know how it's like when you go blind and like all your other senses get better? You lose a hand.
His other hand is better.
It's just better.
His hand is just like larger, stronger.
Absolutely fucked. Like just the
never
the
gets turning dry.
And like the way your brain works. It's like, oh, like I don't have to think about the other hand. I can just think about this hand.
It's one central appendage.
Yeah. I bet his reaction timing in those fingers and hand turning is just off the charts.
He like never gets dry skin in that one hand.
I bet he gets higher dry skin rates.
He probably gets higher. It's more chafed.
Exactly.
Do you think that UCF should automatically...
This is a question for you. Ready for this? How does he get a glove on?
I'm sure he's got a little system with his like mouth and his like whatever nub he has figured out at this point to like jerry-rig it on there, but like...
That's a challenge.
Yeah, it's got to be a challenge. Or he just was like, yo, my man, equipment guy, hook me up.
I could... That would be kind of sick.
It'd be kind of dope.
Like a servant, like, yo.
A servant.
Glove me.
Do you think that UCF should automatically be credited 3 tackles for him every game? I think
they should automatically be credited 3 points for him.
3 points for him?
So whatever the spread is.
-3. Or +3.
Subtract 3 unless they're favored, which they're definitely not favored against Auburn. So if it's, you know, 14, make it 11.
That being said, do you think Auburn kicks the crap out of them?
Poop. Living poop out of them.
I kind of want to go with UCF here.
I do too. I'm not going to lie to you.
I really wanted to go.
After everything that we've talked about,
it sucks because I really am pulling for this guy. Let's figure out his name because we've been doing this for too much. We've been going
It's hard.
Yeah.
He has a hard name.
Wow. I wrote UCF L and linebacker one hand came up. Whoa. His name's Shaquem Griffin.
I told you.
Or Shaquem Griffin.
Shaquem?
Shaquem.
Shaq. Let's just call him Shaq Griffin.
Shaq Griffin. Shea Griff. Or just Griff.
I like Griff.
So Griff got one hand. He's in the NFL according to...
His brother plays in the NFL.
According to... Well, his brother probably has two hands. His brother... He said that Shaq Griffin... Jesus, now you got me all messed up.
Griff.
He's headed to the NFL in his own... He wants to go to the NFL, apparently.
You just said that 3 times.
Yeah.
In a row.
Oh, Jesus.
So, if Ben's not here, is it just dick on dictionary?
Yeah, you're just going to win by default, I guess.
That's actually fair. Also, Michigan State is now winning by a lot.
Michigan State is?
Yes. They scored 2 touchdowns since we last talked.
Dude, I'm watching a little highlight tape of Shaq Griffin.
Beast.
He's a goddamn monster.
Beast. Bro, their number 18, that receiver, is just so good. He just scored a 49-yard touchdown.
That's ridiculous.
His name's Felton.
Felton.
Felton Davis.
Boston is down by 6. Little score update for any of you fans of Boston or Houston, I guess.
Who will 1,000% know the outcome of this game by the time this podcast was released.
Actually, 87-83 now. That's fucking wild.
I hate that your updates get done faster than mine.
Also, another game, the Citrus Bowl, Notre Dame LSU.
Notre Dame LSU. I don't fucking know. I hate Notre Dame. They are so one-dimensional.
But then LSU is LSU. LSU is, yeah,
LSU, who just had... They beat Auburn this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then just lost a fuck ton of other shit. I hate the SEC.
Why?
I just hate them.
I think that Notre Dame takes this one, though.
LSU's going to win it. And it's going to piss me the fuck off. But I hate Notre Dame, too.
Yeah. I can't... I've grown to like Notre Dame throughout the season, simply because of the way that they schedule their games. Schedule, I guess. They schedule... and the way that they're in no conference, so that they're able to just do that. But at the same time, it's kind of like, all right, like, you're a lone wolf out there. It kind of sucks.
They're a lone wolf out there, and it fucks them because they're never going to have a conference championship. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Literally never. And I think at this point, we're just waiting for Ben.
Peak. I think we're just waiting. Are we actually waiting for him? I just want to go on record saying, Ben, by far, biggest jabroni ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, he really dropped the ball. So we're not going to go with Ben tonight. Ben's not going to be, he either probably just got caught up with something, so.
1,000% know what's going to happen right now. He's going to call us at some point in the next 5 minutes. Really going to infuriate me that much more, I think. I'm real fired up right now.
A little fired up, a little hot.
Ben pissed me off.
So we'll go over our last two games, the big ones coming in. We got Georgia, Oklahoma on the first, and at night on the first, Alabama, Clemson.
My hot take: the winner of the the winner of the Georgia, Oklahoma game wins it all.
I think that so that was where I was going earlier. We're talking about Baker Mayfield. Could Oklahoma win the whole thing?
They could. I don't see them beating Georgia. I really think Georgia wins it all.
That would be cool.
I'd think so, too.
I think that'd be really cool.
I think they're the most underrated team out of all of the four teams.
They're obviously such an electric team.
Oklahoma is the Heisman winner. Alabama's and Clemson are the both played for it last year. So, obviously, that game's getting a lot of hype. Georgia right now is the most underrated, not talked about team by far out of all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win the Clemson-Alabama game. I think it's going to be another fantastic game. I'm actually more excited to watch that game than I am the Georgia-Oklahoma game, but I do believe that the winner of the Georgia-Oklahoma game wins it all.
I think Alabama beats Clemson.
I don't know, dude. They didn't look great against Auburn. Plus, it's in a neutral site. I know they travel well, but still.
I don't think that there's a time where I would bet against Nick Saban twice against Dabo Sweeney. Losing twice in a row against Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo Sweeney is one of the better coaches I've seen play against.
He is. But an angry Nick Saban, any reason for him to be pissed off about something?
I don't know if he's angry. Look where his team's at.
Yeah, his team's...
He's been in the playoff every year that we've had a playoff.
Yeah, but he's number four.
I get that.
That's like a big deal. Nope, not him. It is,
but I don't know. I think that game's going to be awesome. I think that game's going to come down to the end like it did last year. I'm really excited about it. I am curious to see what Clemson can do. I don't think they've really played a lot of teams. Miami was their last toughest opponent, but before that, it was very scattered. They did lose to Syracuse.
And Alabama lost to Auburn.
But Auburn's good.
Auburn is good. They have a bowl game. We just talked about them.
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a good game. I'm curious to see as to what Georgia's defense does against Oklahoma.
So what's your prediction?
For that game, I think Georgia wins by 10.
I think Oklahoma wins.
You think Oklahoma wins?
I think Oklahoma is like, I don't know why. I think I kind of want it to be this way, but Oklahoma, I think it's...
I really hate him.
I don't care if you don't like him.
I think that throws into my bias.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100% does. But I don't think that takes... Just because you hate him, I don't think it takes away for... how their chances are or how good he is. I mean, he's a great fucking player. I think he deserves a Heisman. I also think that
They have the chance to win. They can.
Character concerns.
Of what?
Character concerns. You can't jerk off to the opposing team's sideline and then just win the Heisman.
Listen, we're not going to get into a jerking off our team's argument here.
No, he legitimately jerked off, like, to the opposing team's sideline.
That's fine.
That was real.
That's fine. I still think Oklahoma's going to win it. I think Oklahoma and I think it's going to be an Oklahoma Alabama championship game, and we'll.
Nothing would piss me off more than that championship game.
It's again. It doesn't matter what I want. I think I would want Georgia to win the whole thing. Actually,
I don't want Georgia versus.
I want Georgia Clemson. I want Georgia Clemson.
I don't want two SEC teams. I want Georgia Clemson. That's what I want. That is best case scenario.
I want that, but that's not my prediction though.
Okay, I think that is my prediction.
That's cool. That's fine.
I think Clemson wins last second field goal.
And we'll get Ben's prediction. We'll probably get Pat's prediction too. Pat, who has had a couple blogs go up, Mickey, who has been pretty active on our soccer Twitter, Room Tackers. We're going to be getting you guys some blogs. Hopefully, I mean I'm off still until the second for work.
I'm not, but I don't have a busy schedule.
Sean and I are pretty much just hanging out most of the time, so we'll probably get you guys some more of that content.
We're sorry that most of our time recently has been caught up with Madden.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Madden. I've also been sick, which has been a pain in the ass, which means that I just have no energy to do shit. So hopefully we'll be getting you guys that. For now, make sure you guys follow us at Room Temp Show. Make sure you subscribe to our shit.
Are we not doing final thoughts?
Oh, shit. We haven't done final thoughts. What's your final thought?
My final thought is I'm wearing the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn in my entire life.
I'll preface this story by saying I've never been more out of place. I've actually never felt more like an adult than I did tonight.
I will have to agree with him. My sister hooked me up with an American Eagle gift card, and it was pretty lit. I have to say, I got two fantastic pairs of pants today with that gift card. These are so fucking comfortable, but being in that store...
Oh my god, dude. I was walking around American Eagle looking at every kid in the face and just looking at them and thinking, you definitely fucking belong here. There were so many kids with just, like, the combed over hair. Like, all that was missing were Puka Shell necklaces.
Honestly, if they didn't belong there, they belonged at Hollister.
Yeah, they looked more like what I thought of Hollister.
But seriously, these fucking pants are fantastic.
But seriously, I was older than, like, most of the people working there.
I don't know people working there, yeah. The first lady I talked to, she seemed like she was in her, like 25. But she also probably was the manager.
Yeah. I said most people. Most people.
Yeah, you're fair. That's fair.
Most people.
That's fair.
That's all. My final thought... What was my final thought? My final thought is that the Boston Celtics are down 1 with 13 seconds to go in the fourth to the Rockets.
Oh, my God.
Rockets called a full timeout, and there's 13 seconds left. I'm not going to take you through play-by-play because that part of my life is over. But that's it. Yeah, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Share us with your friends. We're going to be getting you guys some action throughout this weekend, hopefully on our Twitter, updating you guys throughout the bowl games. But, yeah. Make sure you guys stay toasty and hit the day head on.